Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today my co-host is Brian Bosick. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Megan.
And today we are tackling the subject of disabilities in the workplace. So to talk us through this subject, we have invited a special guest. Jason Osborne is the Senior Disability Advisor for the Disability Support Resources Office here at GVSU. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Megan. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We are so glad to have you. So can you just begin by telling us a little bit about your role here at Grand Valley?
Sure. I've been in this department for the last 14 years, and my main focus is to do student intake, work with professors on how to accommodate students, get their accommodations set up, and, you know, basically just level the playing field for success in the classroom for the students.
Wonderful. Great. And we actually had the opportunity to work with you in the Career Center even. You've collaborated with us quite a bit.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's great. That's why we thought of you first for this episode. We thought Jason will be great. So
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're talking about disabilities in the workplace, which can certainly present themselves in multiple ways. This can be physical, mental, they might be visible or invisible disabilities. Mm-hmm. It might be a disability a person is born with, something they developed, something temporary, something permanent. So we're kind of talking about everything. And when you define it that way, according to the CDC, nearly one in four Americans have a disability.
So that's true.
The chances are that you work with someone, you are someone, you have been someone, or you even might become someone with a disability in the future. So this is an important topic.
Absolutely. People need to realize that they could acquire a disability at any minute.
Isn't that wild?
Yes. Nobody's immune to it. So
it's best to
learn all you can, you know, about accommodations and different disabilities and who needs what.
Great. Yeah. So just to kind of set the stage for the conversation, can you just explain what the American with Disabilities Act is and what that might mean for students as they apply to jobs and internships?
Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, the ADA, or Americans with Disabilities Act, is a group. It was started in 1990. I mean, back further too, but it really got its teeth in 1990. And what it is, it's just a bunch of laws, protections, so that students with disabilities, our employees with disabilities, are not being discriminated against.
Jason, if someone is considering, let's say, like a job site for an internship or an official job, are there certain things they should keep in mind if they're thinking, hey, you know, is this going to be a good place for me to work? Do I disclose my disability? Do I think about this? Are there certain things ahead of time they should be looking at?
Absolutely. Kind of, you know, of course, peruse the website, kind of get a feeling for the culture and everything. And then I always tell a student, unless they need an accommodation for the interview, keep that quiet until they get the job and find out if they need to use accommodations. Then disclose.
Okay. Then disclose. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good advice. Yeah. Brian, do you have any other thoughts on kind of like workplace culture in general and things students might want to look for?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think when you look at a website, there might be certain images posted on there that would suggest that it would be a good company culture. It's an inclusive culture. Is there a diversity and inclusion department that's mentioned on the website? Do you see information about affinity groups? Even is their website accessible? So I think, as Jason mentioned, going there is a great starting place and then doing a deeper dive to see what else you might find as well.
Yeah, that's great. And I think, and Jason, you can tell us if you agree, but what about like the questions you ask during an interview, that not necessarily that you're disclosing your disability through those questions, but, you know, something like, what does your onboarding and training look like? Would those be good questions, you think, to kind of get at the root of what we're trying to uncover?
Definitely. And then maybe ask if there is a inclusion and equity department.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't find that, you know, during the, you know, and kind of ask about company culture and stuff. And
yes.
See?
Yes.
Or maybe ask if you could talk to an employee in the department. You know,
super smart.
Great idea.
Privately, just to get the lowdown, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, that's what I would recommend.
Yeah, those are all, I think, great things to do because, right, the company can they can make themselves look good on a website.
Sure they can.
Right?
Yeah.
But we're trying to get that really accurate picture there. So
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely take advantage of those interview questions. Yeah. So good. Okay. So we've kind of covered maybe what to consider pre-employment. But let's get into the nitty-gritty a little bit of when a student or an employee might decide to disclose, why they would disclose once they're hired, kind of some of the reasons around that.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, once they get, like I say, if they need an accommodation or to help them do their job,
yep,
or, you know, be more comfortable at work, then they would ask HR, go to Human Resources or the diversity, mm-hmm, office or wherever. And then that's where they'll disclose and then provide the their medical documentation that lists the diagnosis, recommendations for accommodations, and so forth.
Okay, great. And yeah, can you define in your own words kind of what is a reasonable accommodation? Because I feel like you hear that term a lot. Like, what's reasonable? Yeah.
Well, a reasonable, it shouldn't cause a hardship to the company or the school. And, you know, like for instance, asking for a golf cart on campus, that is not a reasonable accommodation. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But maybe van access to where, you know, they could use our van, but that's not required by the ADA. We just do that, you know,
yep,
to be more accessible for students, but
that's
you
great.
Don't have to.
Sure.
So, you know, adapting work schedules or reassigning to a better suited position or, you know, technology. That's a good, very good type of accommodation. You know, a lot of technology these days, people need help with. So those are reasonable ones and unreasonable.
Oh, so Jason, you mentioned too, like as folks provide documentation, I think that's one of the concerns I'll sometimes hear is like, how much do I have to provide? And how much detail do I have to give to, say, my employer or to my school or to wherever to talk about this?
They usually have their own requirements, okay, but I know Grand Valley, we want it to have the diagnosis. Okay. It's got to be on letterhead. It's got to be newer than 5 years old, and it's got to give some recommendations for accommodations and whatnot. And the testing that was used to come up with the diagnosis.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. I think the other thing that kind of ties into this, we've talked about documentation and what students might need to provide. What are some of the things they should consider or think about before they decide to disclose?
Well, what accommodation would work best for them? And they could get discriminated against, unfortunately, because some employers are not familiar with the laws. They, you know, might not be willing to accommodate. I mean, it's very illegal, but, you know, sometimes they can get away with
it.
It
can happen, right?
Yeah. It's
yeah.
too bad.
Yeah.
So they might want to be prepared for that as well and then know how to take action if that happens.
Okay. And Jason, do they have to disclose right at the start of a job? Or let's say they get into that job and they realize, like, I thought I could and I really could actually use help right now.
They do not have to disclose until they feel they need it. And I always advise them not to, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So when we're thinking about navigating the workplace, Jason, what are some things that our employer partners, some of the employers we work with, can do to help make their workplace more inclusive to students with disabilities?
I would start by learning the ADA law and then maybe take some trainings, provide some trainings for employees, you know, on diversity and how to deal with people who may have a disability, what language to use, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, just create an inclusive environment. Like what Brian said on the website, mm-hmm, maybe have an employee in a wheelchair or, you know, have people of color on there, you know. That kind of stuff is really what I would recommend.
Sure. And are affinity groups something that you've seen at companies and organizations where, you know, students or, you know, the employees can potentially find others with disabilities and,
yes,
you know, kind of find support through that.
Yeah. Meyer, Steelcase, Herman Miller are absolutely excellent when it comes to affinity groups and providing accommodations. Yeah. In fact, yeah, they welcome it. They really welcome hiring a diverse workforce.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. Awesome.
Quicken Loans is good, too. Down in Detroit.
Okay. There you go.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Nice. We'll hit the east side there. Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
Good deal. So now to kind of end our conversation, we want to just do a couple of scenarios.
Sure.
So I'm going to read two scenarios with completely made up information. This is not about real people. And then we'll all kind of chat about, you know, what that student might want to consider.
Okay.
So, scenario number one, a student with an invisible disability has an interview coming up for a job. Her disability can often make it difficult to focus on specific tasks for extended periods of time. She is wondering if this is something she should disclose during the interview. What's your advice?
No, I would wait. Because she doesn't know. I mean, she hasn't done the position yet. And it might be easy. You know, she might be able to do it. So...
Yep.
I would wait until she feels that she needs it and then ask.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this seems to really hit on that point you mentioned before, that it doesn't have to be at the beginning, right? You can get a sense of your job and what you need and okay.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Awesome. Okay. So scenario number two, a student who uses a wheelchair mentions to you that he is having a difficult time fitting in at his internship. He's noticed the other interns socializing with their supervisors through golf outings and other activities that are difficult for the student to participate in. While there doesn't seem to be direct discrimination happening, it feels as though the student is being intentionally left out, which he's worried may affect future opportunities. What advice would you give him?
I would maybe pull somebody aside, you know, one of those people, explain how they're feeling. Or maybe have them create opportunities to do stuff together and invite them, you know, with something that they feel that they can do. Yeah, that may open, you know, just take
some
the lid
opportunities
off.
Mm-hmm. There as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Do you think kind of working directly with your supervisor, like his supervisor in that case, should that be the person he's approaching? Or do you think it's okay to kind of, you know, approach anyone that he might be comfortable with?
I mean, there isn't going to be a lot a supervisor can do. So I would say go directly to the person that's making you feel that way. And if you approach it gracefully and explain how you're feeling, I see no problem with that.
Good deal. Great. All right. So that is our scenarios. And I think this is obviously a topic where we could go into a lot more detail, but hopefully all of our listeners have, you know, gotten the chance to think through some of these pieces. I think especially that fact you mentioned, the disclosure is voluntary and you can do it whenever you need it is a really big point.
Yeah.
And Jason, I know you work here at Grand Valley and you're working with our GVSU students, but if an alum gets in the workplace and they're struggling with a question, is DSR still available for a question or some advice, things like that from you all?
Absolutely. And that happens quite often.
Does it?
It does. Yeah. And see, I also do career, you know, exploration and stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
So I'm the main contact if somebody has a question. Alumni or current, doesn't matter. So
okay,
more than happy to help them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's really good to know.
Yeah.
I do too. And I think it what's the word I'm looking for? Like harkens home the point that if you have a question, it's better to ask, right?
Sure.
Feel prepared going into an interview. Feel prepared that you know what's going to come up.
Yep.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely.
Great. And we will list out some additional resources in our show notes. We'll link, of course, to disability support resources here at GVSU, but there are a couple of other great websites that we can refer you to as well. So be sure to check those out if you're looking for some additional resources.
Definitely.
Well, thank you, Jason, for coming today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really appreciated your perspective and know-how on this topic. So, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.